All right, welcome back to a Labor Day pregame show. Bill Lasky in for Marty Lurie, and a pleasure to talk to this next guest. Of course, we know him as the professor on Talkin' Baseball. So let's bring in Ron Wotus. How you doing today, buddy?
Bill, happy Labor Day to you. I'm glad you're working on Labor Day.
You just want me to work all the time, don't you? That's you.
I'm doing well. I'm sitting here in the outfield with the cutouts right now, and I'm looking for yours. I haven't found it yet.
I'm way above the bullpen, way up top there, so you'll have to search me out. You know who found me? It was Lucille the other day. It took a picture of me. The cutout of Lucille was great.
By the bullpen. Yeah,
no, section 148. That's where he told me. So I'm waiting for a ball to hit me.
Okay. You're used to hitting people with the ball instead of getting it.
Okay. Well, I just want to thank you for having Marty introduce me as Sinker Slider Bone Chip now, and that was all from you. And I just want to commend you for putting that nickname on me.
Well, you had a great sinker, and I know you didn't have the bone chip, but I'm sure there's one in there somewhere, and the slider was a pretty good pitch as well, so I never forgot him.
Well, listen, Ron, the team is playing really well. They're 20-21 going into 19 games left. Tell me your overall picture so far.
Yeah, no, Bill, I agree with you. Look, right now, I guess if the season ended, we would be in a wild card situation, and that's all you want, you know, is a chance to get to the playoffs. We have that now. We have 3 weeks left. But to your point, I think that, you know, I think everybody had a bit of an adjustment the first couple weeks, you know, scrimmage against each other in spring training 2.0. You don't get those real live game at bats, and even defensively, the speed of the game, et cetera. So I like where we're at, and we're healthy for the most part. You know, we got a couple guys coming back, and Shark and Smiley. So we're in a good position, and now it's just up to us to play good baseball the rest of the way.
You know, one of the things in a 60-game schedule is you get a lot of youth, and we've got a lot of youth coming up on the Giants right now. Mauricio Dubon, Joey Bart are the two key people that I love watching, and hitting in the eighth and ninth spot, boy, they're just moving really well. The first couple games, 2-for-4 against the D-backs, both of them back-to-back triples. What are you seeing out of both these young players on the offensive side as well as on the defensive side?
Yeah, I'll start with Doobie, we like to call him. You know, I mean, this kid has made a lot of adjustments. You know, he's playing really outfield for the first time on pretty much a regular basis, and he's done an outstanding job. I think about, you know, all the players that we have, and, of course, he has played at short, he has played at second. You know how difficult that is moving around the diamond as a young player and trying to hold your own at the plate. But I have to give him a lot of credit because he's been very coachable. You know, he's making adjustments. And as you know, the game's all about adjustments. So very pleased with his development. And right now he's swinging the bat better. So it's, you know, he's got to continue to improve and do those things. But he's really solidified center field for us. I think he's played better than expected there. And in the bat, he's up around 280. So doing a great job. And, of course, Joey, you know, we've all wanted him here. I know the fans wanted to see Joey Bart. He's a presence. He's the future. And, you know, one thing that has really pleased me to watch him is how well he receives the ball. You know, Craig Albin, as our catching coach, talks about stealing pitches, and Trump does that very well, and Joey does it very well, too. So he's done a nice job behind the plate. You know, he's a dangerous hitter at the plate, as we all know. And, you know, that's the key, is hitting major league pitching. And he's holding his own, and I think there's going to be some big home runs out of this guy before it's all said and done.
We're speaking to the professor, Ron Wotus, on Talkin' Baseball. Bill Lasky in for Marty Lurie on Labor Day. You know, Ron, a lot of things happen on the road, and we really haven't talked about too much travel because the writers aren't going on, the announcers aren't going on. Tell us a little bit about, once you leave Oracle Park and you get on that bus, how safe and secure are you, as well as the team, when you take that bus to the plane and then now you get to that visiting hotel? Tell us a little about your thoughts and how the Giants move teams, move the players, and move the organization, because there's a lot of staff that travel.
Yeah, you know, it was quite a bit of an adjustment for everybody with all the protocols, but, you know, they're for our own good, and the Giants have done extremely well in that area. You know, the buses here in San Francisco have the plexiglass, not plexiglass, but the you know, the plastic sheeting between the seats, which they don't have all around the country everywhere. But we feel very safe. We're tested every other day, sometimes twice on travel day. We feel secure on the buses. We get on the planes. It's the same thing. You know, the flight attendants aren't allowed to serve us anything. They give us a bag full of food and drinks in our seat, and we have all the hand sanitizer we could possibly want. And the protocols is we're supposed to stay in our seat. We're not supposed to go congregate and talk to guys. And that's adjustment, Bill, right? Because when you're playing this game, you know, in your downtime, you like to you know, talk to your players and coaches and enjoy yourself, let your hair down a little bit. So it's a little more subdued on the plane for our own good. And getting to the hotels, you know, most of the hotels we stay at, there's not a lot of people there outside of us, you know, 20% occupancy, most of these hotels. And the protocols are the same there. You know, we're not allowed to eat in the restaurants. We're not allowed to go out to a restaurant. We got to use Uber Eats and go, you know, order room service when they have it. So they really are, you know, restricting the players. And I got to take my hat off to them because it's a lot of changes for these guys to be on the field playing baseball.
Ron Wotus joining us on Labor Day talking baseball. One of the other things that, Ron, you always talk about are team meetings or coaches' meetings, and a lot of times pitching coaches talking to different pitchers, starting pitching, about, you know, scouting reports and things of that. How does that hamper you guys as a coaching staff as well as implementing all the information to the players?
Yeah, that's a great question, Bill, because early on in the season, it felt like we weren't able to really do everything we wanted in our spring training 2.0 and early on in the season. But I think, you know, we haven't had one positive test, and I think everybody's confident in the testing and the protocols that we're a little bit more laxed in that area with group meetings. You know, we're still socially distancing, but we're getting together more. The conversations that need to be had are being had. You know, everything, so much is done, not everything, but so much is done today through video that, you know, it's a little more monotonous to try to get the information you want to the players. But, you know, you get a lot through video and you can still have those conversations, one-on-one or group conversations. So that's going a lot better than it did early on in the season. I think it's just a matter of everybody getting comfortable with the restrictions and the protocols and figuring out a way to get it done.
You know, Ron, with most of the cardboard cutouts and mostly all the different ballparks, and of course the Giants have over 13,000, and I know no one's really barking at you at third base so far, but what it does do, it does make the players and their vocals and what they say get amplified. It makes it magnify it a little bit more, just as well as coming out of the dugouts. Yesterday, of course, a couple barks, and sure enough, the home plate umpire takes his mask off, and he says no more. How is that affecting players, and does it affect them? Because there's a lot of F-bombs being thrown out there.
Yeah, I know. You're right, Bill. I think it's probably given the umpires a little more authority. And the fact is, you know, guys are saying stuff, and when you have 40,000 in the stands and it's a little bit muffled, the umpire doesn't know who's yelling what. You know, now you know. Anytime someone yells something or the umpire says something, you hear it loud and clear. And if you cross the line, you're going to get tossed out. So I think with how quiet it is on the field, I think everybody's been a little bit more respectful of the umpires, even though there's chirping going on. You know, Bill, there's always going to be chirping on. There's always going to be people upset with pitches called and you know, plays that are overturned or not challenged on the field. I mean, if you think umpire missed it, of course, the video replay takes care of that. But to your point, I think the fans probably enjoying hearing some of that stuff. It's like the NFL films, right? When you get the microphone and you get to go inside the huddle, it's always entertaining. So for us, it's just the way it is this year with our COVID baseball. And hopefully the fans are enjoying hearing some of these conversations that are had on the field.
Now, Ron, I used to watch you as a middle infielder. You were always fleet with your feet. Your hands were always quick. And, you know, coaching third base, I'm a little worried about you because yesterday, you know, Bill Miller got smoked with a ball down the first base line. And you're kind of back out of the third base coaching box a little farther this year. Is that because you got some balls flying down at you? You know, you got some quicker hands. Joey Bart likes to fire a couple down to you. Maybe Longoria. You know, are you a little worried down there with your hands?
Yeah, Bill, you're exactly right. I mean, Bill got a good yesterday. I don't think I've seen an umpire. He tried to dive out of the way, and it said that heat-seeking missile still got him. And, no, you know, the key, you mentioned it. You have to set up like an infielder, like you're playing when you have guys yep. like Longo, Joey Bart shooting them down there at me. That's the beauty of this year. Flores is shooting them at me. Before, in the past, we've only had one or two guys I had to worry about. Now I got five or six guys
you do.
That are pulling the ball. Yeah. So I feel like I'm playing a whole game, getting in my pre-pitch position at third base, even though I'm only coaching on the bases.
Well, I've already texted Dave Greshner to have a couple bags of ice ready for you, either for your hands or maybe a shin bone down the road. But I'm watching you, Mr. Wotus. You know I got my eyes on you.
Well, I appreciate that. You know, Gresh knows always to have me ice, even if whether I get hit with a ball or not. He has ice for me all the time.
Ron Wotus, it's always a pleasure talking to you, my friend. You take care, and let's get a good spunk out of these guys the last 19 games so I can see you travel to Texas and watch you on TV there.
Well, that would be great. I'm looking forward to that myself. Bill, good being with you, and keep up the good work.
All right, thanks, Ron Wotus. That's Ron Wotus taking a little time out of his day before they have a 5:05 start right at Oracle Park. All right, we're going to be right back on Talkin' Baseball. Bill Lasky in for Marty Lurie. We'll be right back on KNBR, the sports leader.